usually when those emotions get very strong, like strong anger or strong anxiety or strong fear or strong agitation, we immediately forget that the choice is ours. But there is, fortunately, this Holy Spirit or this good spirit of light or this spirit of solution, this spirit of freedom, this spirit of lightness that is at our disposal and that wants to help us. If we just ask Him in and ask Him to support us in our choice to respond differently to the situations that are happening in our lives. I choose the feelings I experience. Usually we think we are dependent completely or at least 80% to the situations that are happening in our lives. We think we're dependent on whether our whether we lose our job or not, whether we get sick or not, whether people that are, whether our near ones pass away, for instance, whether dreadful things are happening around us or whether wonderful things are happening around us. We always think we are dependent on those situations. But the information that Holy Spirit, this good spirit of life is giving us here is we are not dependent on those situations, and we are not we can choose the feelings we want to experience. We can choose peace no matter how much turmoil and terror is going around, is going around us. And this is so in each and every instant of our lives. We choose whether we want to be happy or whether we want to be sad. This is always a choice. And just let us open up to this information, because it's an information that really wants to free our souls, our minds. I am responsible for what I see. I am responsible how I respond to what I see. From which vantage point do I respond to the situation I see? I choose the feelings I experience. I do choose the feelings I experience. And even when I'm very, very angry at something, and when I feel very right that about the fact that I'm angry, dear Lord, help me to help us to remember that we can choose always differently in every instant. We can respond from freedom or we can respond out of fear. I choose the feelings I experience, and I decide upon the goal I would achieve. I decide. It's not the world that decides upon the goal I would achieve. It's not my health situation that decides upon the goal I would achieve. It's not my whether I just lost my job or not, or whether I lost all my money or not, that decides upon the goal I would achieve. It is me, independently of all those, say, outer situations, who is choosing upon the goal I would achieve. And now, what could this goal be? Now, a good idea would be peace. Just peace. And lightness. And ease. And guiltlessness of everything and everyone I see. That would really be a very good goal. And this is something that I can choose. Because I can, if I really go into this thought, I can see how these emotions of upset and of anger and what have you are attracting me. They are really pulling me into their into themselves. These strong emotions and all this anxiety that was just talked about, it has a pull on me. It has an attraction for me. And I easily give in to that, and I instantly decide to become unconscious of the fact that I chose to be drawn into that, that I chose to be attracted by that emotion, by that darkness, by that guilt. There was something that really fascinated me about that, and it pulled me in, and I willingly allowed that to happen. So please let me remember this emotion that I am getting pulled into right now, this emotion of anxiety, this emotion of agitation, is something that I am consciously choosing, that I am consciously projecting out of my mind into the world or into my surrounding. I am the one who is projecting my problems. I am the one who is projecting my feeling of being separate. And when I realize that these are these strong emotions are not independent from me, but that they are flowing out from me, then I get very close to this point where I realize I can decide for that to happen, or I can decide against it. There is this choice I have in each and every instant. And then, of course, I might see all this fascination of terror. This fascination of just being a little body within a big wheel of life that has actually no power and is absolutely dependent on thousands of things. There's a fascination to make myself small. There is a fascination to make myself limited. There's a fascination in not being who I am. There's a pull that I am giving in there. And let us just be aware of that. And without resisting it, but just with becoming aware of it. Ah, that's what I'm doing. Disease is fascinating. Disease is something that really fascinates me. And problems are something that really fascinate me. And I'm fascinated by a world where all these things are possible. Where I am not who I am. And where I don't allow others to be who they are. So when I realize that I am the light that is actually projecting these all these emotions, all these thoughts, all this belief in separation and this belief in hard work and difficulty and this belief in life as something limited by death. Then I can just as well just turn around and see, no, I am not these emotions. I am the light. I am the light of the world. Like Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And like he wants us all to remember that we are the light of the world. We are not the content of this world. We're not all these emotions, all these turmoils. We are the light. And this is our true sanctuary.